Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and welcome to the show. I'm really glad everybody's here. It's a new year. It's an exciting time, and it really is going to be, I think, a big, big year. I'm glad you're here, and my message is kind of strange today because it's come up a lot the last week. It's about death. And I'm just not going to go real deep into it, but death is a transition. It's just another type of transition. And the one thing that you really want to hope for is that you die quickly. You don't want, there's things that are more horrific living than death and actually making the transition. So, if you have a wish, of course everybody wants to wish that they're going to wake up in their bed and, or die in their bed, in their sleep and have a peaceful transition. That doesn't happen for most people. It's not that it can't, it just doesn't usually happen. And so what you really want to do is you want to hope that it's very quick and that you don't linger. And that's why it's so important to live every day to the fullest. It is really important. You could die tomorrow, and then you'll have missed out having something that you wanted to experience in this life. And I know it sounds ridiculous. There's a couple of things I still want to experience that I haven't experienced. And I'm 64 now. So, you would think at my age I'd be pretty close to done, but I'm far from done. I still feel like I have so much responsibility to bring new energy to this earth. So every day I work at that. I at least do 1 hour of studio time every day to try to produce something that is going to live beyond me for other people, hopefully to have hope and find the grace of God. And I believe everything in life is granted through the grace of God, or the Godhead, or the Supreme Prime Creator, or whoever you want to call the Eternal Life Force. I like Godhead because it's important that if you don't start living today, there's no tomorrow. There's no guarantee of a tomorrow. And if there is a guarantee of tomorrow, it's not forever. It's just for as long as, God grants you the grace to live another day. And for some people, every ounce of life is so precious, and they live it to their fullest. And I try to do that. I really do. I try to live every day. I try to do things for people every day. I try to create stuff that will not necessarily bring me money, but will bring a new energy to the world. So I do artwork too. And what I know for a fact from doing regressive hypnotherapy is that people have had past lives. People remember things that it's not possible to know in this lifetime. Unless you had an experience, and some people can actually go and look up stuff that's happened to them in previous lives. So it is a transition. And if it is a transition, then we need to learn what we need to learn in this lifetime, and that is to live to your fullest extent. You don't want regret. Like, I don't want regrets. I want to go to Hawaii. I'm going to try to do it before I pass, and if I pass before I go to Hawaii, that's okay. I wasn't meant to go there, but at least put out the energy to do it. And I am going to do it. I have plans. I'm going to do it in July of this year. So when I go to, this is my year of travel. So anyways, I want to go on. I want you to honestly think about how are you living your day? Are you really living it for a full day? Are you really getting a full day out of it? If you start out and ask in the morning, show me the path that I need to follow today. Bring forth what's in my best and highest interest and help me resolve any conflicts or changes that I can't. And if you start your day out that like that and then you ground yourself, I'm going to ground myself so and put I put a protective spell around myself, which is I call in Archangel Michael. I ask him to surround me in a diamond dome of protection above and below, all around, and seal me in it. And then I ask Archangel Metatron to come in, and I ask him to infuse that with the Christ light. And you can listen to this in the archive. Okay, I do have a full caller queue. I know everybody has a lot of questions. But what I want you to do is I want you to try to live the most important part of your life today, because there may not be tomorrow. And what I do want you to do is to live the happiest part of your life. Go towards things that you gravitate towards. Do things that honor you, and that will honor others. Anyways, I'm going to, because there's so many people in the caller queue, Akiva's telling me to go ahead. What we're going to do is we're just going to do a grounding into the ground star. It's 1 foot below your feet. He wants you to put both your hands, if you haven't been to the show before, Akiva's my guide. He's from 12th Dimensional Lara, and he speaks light language, which is a vibrational language. And if you want to participate, you just put your hands on your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button. And take like 3 breaths in through your nose and out through your mouth. And with each breath, when you breathe in, I breathe in new light and then hold it for a second and I release what no longer serves me. And just do that like 3 times. You can't do it wrong. What you're trying to do is calm yourself so you can feel the vibration. And keys here now. Naha keke kekomana ase eichiwa mahe eetewa tohua. And he says this is like a Christed light. Na kaukome nihi chi upo afehe eke koa. Nehe eke koa. And he says this year grounding is going to be better for people. So if you've stumbled with grounding, this is going to help you be more grounded and balanced. Grounding means that you don't waver. It means you're secure in your foundation. Na kaukome ne eke sehi tua. Nahaka tateteua mahaho I a kakakawe, esehi ichiwa oma ana ata a ko o papa. Shehe alala wa kuma enea. And again, he's saying the foundation, we're securing your foundation by grounding into that ground star 1 foot below your feet. And we're doing it from the heart chakra, but the light is coming through your crown chakra. Naka komane sehe ichitia. Naha a kakosi hi ichiwa. Ta apa iikuma ananana ho ukia se e kokumama and eoa. And with the love of Christ we agree. Nakamana sehi ichua. Mo okata iitewa. Teo teo teo. And so it is and so it is and so it is. Okay. So what we did was we basically put a grounding cord through your heart chakra and tied it to the ground star, because there's going to be a lot of tumultuous stuff visually. Try not to buy into it. Try to always be protective, though. You have to be, you know, look, you're going to have, it's really, really important what you see now and to take it seriously. Did that look bad? If it did, get away. If that doesn't look right, you know, run away. If that doesn't feel right, run away. It's really, really important, because honestly, this is a time I think the ego of fight and flight is going to be real. But that's where the grounding comes in. You have to be grounded. Otherwise, you'll be, you know, making yourself all upset and you'll be going crazy on thinking everybody, bad things are going to be happening. Bad things don't happen to light. What happens is the corruption is, they show themselves. They eventually destroy themselves. light people don't have to destroy themselves because they've done everything right. They're doing it right. They're staying in the light. They're not doing things that are illegal. You only have to be afraid of the police if you're doing things illegal. And you don't have to be afraid of the government because unless you're doing things against the government, you know, you have to be, but you also have to be wise. And if we're choosing leaders, then we have to choose leaders that do honor us as people and not the end of our civilization. And there are people that do want us, our population, people, because we're like ants. We do consume and consume and consume. But we also have a heart, and so we do try to, we have compassion and caring, and we do try our best not to ruin things. We are trying. As a population, we are growing to become more compassionate and more loving, and I do believe we're going to have a world of peace. And it's going to be in my lifetime. My guy told me that. I'm going right on to the callers because there's so many. I'm sorry it took so long to do that. I'm going to go right onto the first caller, which is 447. Hi, 447. You're on the phone. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Reverend James. Namaste. This is Deep. I'm calling from the United Kingdom.
Hi, Deep. How are you doing?
I'm doing better. Thank you for asking. Hope you are well, too. Thanks for the meditation, the energy clearing at the start of the call.
Good. How can I help you today, Deep?
Do you have a message for me? Does Aki have a message for me, Reverend James?
It's a kind of weird message, and it's about being in gratitude of what you want. I feel like if you could be happy with, in gratitude, on I don't know if it's on a different level because I think some degree, but on a bigger level, I guess, is what they're saying, that you would draw in what you want more, or that you would facilitate higher manifestation or change, because they also use like a metamorphosis, the word metamorphosis. So that would be a complete change from how you feel now to the butterfly that you want to be. Do you understand that?
I do.
I really think you are like, okay, in this year, as I look at it, I do believe you are going to have that metamorphosis, that you are, I feel like you've been, you've tried really hard, but you've been taken down. But things change, and you're going to come into, I think, some intuitive gifts that you haven't actually anticipated yet that are going to make you have an ability that's going to manifest at a higher level of, as long as you stay in gratitude, that trick of the gratitude. And when you're sad or you don't feel happy, it's hard to be in gratitude. So whenever you feel sad, I want you to look at something that you love and say, thank you for at least letting me have this, or I am grateful that I have this. Or and when you do feel good, I want you to say, you know, I am feeling so good today. I thank you. I thank you, oneness or God or whoever, you know, is your higher draw for light. Because I think intuitively your gifts are going to shift. Do you understand that?
I do, Reverend Jim. Do I need to do anything
okay.
To develop the skills, the intuitive skills?
Say that again, please.
Do I need to do anything to bring out the intuitive skills, like meditation?
Oh, of course. You know, it's always, the reason why we meditate is so that we can clear our energy fields to allow what grace is going to bring forth. Yes, I think you should meditate. I think every person should meditate 3 times a day, but not for hours. Meditate to the length that you feel comfortable doing it, but you should do a quick meditation before you get out of bed in gratitude, asking to bring forth what you need, the peace. I always say, like, the people, places, and opportunities I need to experience today, or something like that. And then I do one in the afternoon to clear or cut any negative cords that I've experienced halfway through the day and infuse me with more Christ light so that I can be the light for everyone that I come into contact with. And then at the end of the day, I also do a gratitude meditation. But they're only sometimes when I go in to get messages and stuff, it's longer. But usually my general meditations are short and I get quick images. Like I can get in a meditation now, like in under a minute, and I can get messages. You know, I can be awake right now and get messages. So, but I can get private messages that I want through meditation and quickly. I don't have to spend hours. When I do a deep, deep meditation, it's because I'm trying to do like either a deep healing or a soul search or something more intensive. Do you understand that?
I do, Reverend James.
Okay. I look forward to a happy year this year, Deep. And I believe it. Your name says it. You're going to touch people deeply, or you already have touched people deeply, but you're going to change your life or metamorphosize to the new you this year. So bring that out, because I know you're like, I feel like you're trying to scream, I'm here, but you're not being heard, but the oneness is hearing you. So don't lose faith, and that's why you need to be in gratitude. Okay, I'm going to let you go with that. I hope it helps.
Thank you, Reverend James. Namaste. It did help. Thank you.
Namaste to you, too. Thank you for calling, Deep. I'm going to go right on to 775.
Thanks. Hello.
Hi, 775. Hi. Yeah. You're on the air now. Can I get your first name? Where are you calling from?
Thank you. I have exciting news. I think I found the perfect girl. His name is Ian, I-A-N. And also, I have a new realtor. Her name is Laura. And they're going to send me a virtual tour, but I'm also physically going to go out to the house that I'm interested in, probably tomorrow. So I'm thinking of doing an offer. Let me get something in front of me. The part of the address is Crocker Grove.
Say it again. I didn't hear the name.
Will I buy this house? What's going to happen? Will it be a different house?
Say the road again. I didn't get the road name.
Crocker Grove Lane.
Crocker?
C-R-O-C-K-E-R Grove Lane.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure. I got to get the right name if I'm looking at it. Okay, Crocker. And it's Wendy, right? And you're in California.
And the street number starts off with 112, but I won't say the rest of it.
That's fine. You should make an offer. I want you to look at it carefully. I'm not getting great hits on it, unfortunately. I want to tell you that, you know, it's the most beautiful thing and it looks all sunny and stuff. So when I get the message like I got, what I would say is use caution, look at the foundation, look at stuff that might not readily be apparent, like a cracked driveway is an expensive fix, 10 grand now, maybe even more. Look at your foundation, see if there's any cracks in the foundation. See if you can see moisture or mold around the outside of the foundation. I'm getting, you know, not that it's not, there's nothing perfect, so it's really hard to say that this is a good house. Because it's a subjective term, and a key doesn't do like that. He just is more, I would have to say, is the color, right? And then we could work on the color. But it seems that he wants you to go slow with it. Okay, he wants you to really look at it, make sure this is it.
But if the offer is accepted, what do you think the final amount will be? And it'll start with number 7. So if it was, what would be the other two numbers for the purchase price that starts with number 7?
I don't know that. I'm not going to do that because I don't think I'm getting that you're not going to make an offer, and I don't know why that is. So that's why I'm telling you to be cautious. So I want you to go to the house and then maybe have me read what it.
I will do that probably tomorrow. Do you see me buying any house within the next 3 months?
That I get a yes on.
And is Laura as my real estate lady and Ian as my mortgage broker? I feel safe with them, and I think they're going to protect me and get me the lowest percentage. So is that a good choice for Laura and
yes.
Ian?
I got a yes on Ian, and I like Laura too. Don't let her push you into buying a house. I do think she's a good realtor. Like, I got good energy and everything. I feel like she wants to make a sale, and I think you want to buy a house. I feel like it's going to happen, but let's make sure you get the right house. So,
absolutely.
I want you to cautiously look at the one tomorrow. I don't want you to say yes right away. I want you to go home after you've looked at it and think about it for a little bit. Anyway, don't do it right there. Don't make a snap decision. You have to go home and think about it. And the other thing is, it might not be the right house for a number of different reasons, and I don't know why. Maybe a sprinkler system. Maybe, you know, there's a whole bunch of things that come up to me that are things that you might not think of, okay? So I need you to cautiously look through the house. Look for any settlement of the building, a crack in the wall, look behind the toilet for mold or moisture stuff that has the wall ruined, or I don't know. Because I don't know the exact address and everything, I don't know everything about the house, but I do feel like you need to cautiously take this, and I don't want you to say yes right away. I want you to go home before you make any decision. And
well,
if
there
it's the
be,
first
there
time,
would be a home of course. And thank
right.
you. So also, well, my bank is doing a chargeback against a storage place of $50. And I won't go into detail. I feel totally right in doing
right.
this. Will I get my $50 back?
I'm going to get a $50 back. Yes, I do believe you'll get a $50 back.
Okay, great. And then there was one other chargeback for a piece of jewelry for a little over $100. Will I get that back as well?
She's going to get the money back.
I received defective merchandise.
I get a yes on that one, too.
All right. Well, God bless you. Thank you
okay.
so much. Have a beautiful day.
Yes, I wish you the best of luck. I just want you to be very, very cautious and think about, you have to think, I would even if you decide, say, it's your neighborhood, that this is the house, I feel the excitedness and everything. I know you like the house already before you've even been in it. But I would, look at the neighborhood. I'll just tell you one thing. You know, I rent this house that I live here in Arkansas, and it's in a good neighborhood, and it's a nice-looking neighborhood and everything. And it has the worst – I'm so glad I didn't buy this house. It has the worst sewage problems from the county or whoever put in the water for the – I mean, every one of my neighbors have had – and I'm serious. I've only been here a year – every one of my neighbors, like at least three of them, have had the city come out and drill in their yard. And even the house right directly next to me had her place, had to have it drilled in the yard. And so you want to also know your neighbors, too. I would go next door and say, hi, I'm thinking about moving in. Can you tell me anything about the neighborhood? Do you like it here? And if it's a homeowners association, you want to think about that too, because right now, I worry about those only because they can put I don't know if you know about it, but look it up for condos in Florida that are homeowners associations. They are moving those people out by increasing the homeowners insurance costs per month so much that the elderly on Social Security only can't afford it. So homeowners associations have a lot of power. So that's why I would talk to your neighbor, the neighbors that you might have, and see what, at least on both sides. You know, you're going to be a new neighbor, and you really are going to put a purchase price on it. So I would want to know who my neighbors are. And I would want to see if they're angry or if they're, you know, whatever they might be. So think
all right.
about those things. There are very, very serious consequences to all of that. Sometimes, though, homeowners associations are a safe way to be for elderly because they don't let just anybody move in the neighborhood, so it keeps up the value or the property value. So there's
right.
things to think about. Okay.
And I would say by the bell because my previous realtor sent over a PDF for me to sign for making an offer of her as representing me legally. And there were some red flags. And then she emailed me and she said, okay, Wendy, when you're done signing, call me and we'll go over the document. And I thought, no, that's backwards. I ask questions first and then sign.
Right. Exactly. She wants to sell you a house. I believe that 100%. And you do have to sign the
papers. It's not my realtor anymore. But Laura
okay.
and Ian, sure. I feel like I'm in good hands with them. They're Christians
good.
And I'm a Christian. And so God bless you. Thank you so much.
Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. Namaste and congratulations. You are going to have a house very soon.
Wonderful.
Namaste. Yeah, take care, Wendy. I'm going to go right on to 111. Hi, 111. You're on the phone. Could I get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, Jane. It's Melissa. You.
Hi, Melissa. Are you finding a boyfriend?
No.
There's romance angels around you. So have you met anybody new?
No, not interested. I need to... No, because the other one drove me. No. There's nobody.
Okay, I just want to tell you, I do see like there's possibility that you could meet somebody. Cancel the no and say if there's a possibility in your heart that you want love, that you're open to it. So that's what I want you to do, I think, because it really came through quite strong. There's about four fat little cherubs flying around you. They're love angels. So I actually think that if you really want love, you need to open up and look around you, okay? Because have you met anybody new, any guy new this week?
No, no at all. I know a couple of people of my other job lied to me, but that's made I know because two told me, but I the answer is to cancel that. I don't want to make it happen. It's not what I'm looking for because I know what I do. But yes, you're
it
right. Yes, you're right.
And I just don't want you to miss something that you might want. So if you don't want it right now, it's okay. So then what I would do is I would say, at this point, I'm not considering a relationship, but if you want love at a later time, then I would say I'm open to love when it's in God's timing. And let God choose the timing rather than you think it's not right timing for me. And lots of people do that with babies. They're like, I can't have a baby now. It's not right timing. But why don't you allow God to choose the timing? And if you want love, let it come forward if it's the right timing. You understand that?
Yeah. I'm going to do what you said because
okay.
I'm not ready for all that. The other one was a friend, and my brain went haywire for almost 3 years, and it's still going haywire. And there's still
right.
I know there's still something pending there, which I'm a little bit concerned that he might come unexpectedly with something, make up something. That's what I want to ask you, Mary James. You're so good. You got it right. Thank you, Mary James.
I'm sorry.
Wow, you're beautiful. Yeah.
I know. Mary
James.
Well, I wanted it to be perfect, but I, like I said. I can only tell you what I get. I want you to think of, I don't know if you're thinking about love. No, I want you to think about it. I really do, because I feel like there's I don't want you to miss an opportunity that might be right around the corner right now. Okay, so if you're interested in love, and I can understand that at this moment, because you've had confusion. But when you experience somebody who really is love, it will be a different connection completely, and you'll know right away. You'll be interested. You will know that your heart is ready to take a different path, because you've been holding on to something that hasn't been beneficial. I don't think it's kept you in a loop for a while. And instead, there's something concrete out there, and it's now. I just gonna say, there's something now, only because those angels don't go around everybody. I don't know if you're unconsciously thinking about it or subconsciously thinking about it, but I want you to pay attention to that thought. Do I want love? And I will allow it in God's timing. Okay, and that way you don't have to be confused. Should I allow it? Do I want it? All of those questions. Okay, do you understand that?
I understand you, sir. Real quickly, you got it 100% right. There, I have somebody that I'm developing a team. Him and I go back eras, cross civilization. He was hierarchy, and I was hierarchy. And I do communicate with him. But not all the time, because I think you could pick it up who he is, and right now I'm balancing myself. I'm kind of, so yes, you're right about that. We have a connection from my inner past life. You got that right, Rue James. Because we have two questions real quickly. I'm gonna go. Do you see anything within 6 months of my unexpected friend might be coming to visit with unexpected news, like? Because he's angry. Do you see anything on that? I want to cancel that thought, but just, do you see anything on that?
I have to be honest with you. I don't get within 6 months that you're going to have a meeting. Not together.
I'm not expecting that, because he said that in December.
I'm not getting that.
December.
Year?
He came last month. Is that true? I don't think so.
I'm getting no on that, too.
I
know. I want to say yes. I hope that helps. I probably need to let you go, because I got a whole line of people.
I knew that. Did you say yes?
No. I got no, that he's not coming in 6 months.
What about December?
Yeah, I don't get yes on that either. I got a no.
I don't.
So,
good.
And I did try to. I just don't get it. I don't believe. I don't know. The energy is not, does not flow from there. Good. I just want to. I'm not trying to be mean, and I know you like the person and everything. But the truth is you need to look right around you, or to the person that you were just speaking of. Because there's real love there, and it's you're holding on to something that you've created that's an illusion. You have to be where you are now. So I'm going to let you go with that, because I have so many callers. I hope it helps, Melissa.
Thank you.
I wish I could always say it's love, but it's not always. I'm going on to 203. Hi, 203, you're on the air. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
It's Pat from Connecticut. That's why we count on you, because we get the truth. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. A little nervous. Good. Listen, thank you. And I'll send you an email about that. I did reach out to you a while ago about stressing over my car. I ended up with a different mechanic, and I think silver lining in the cloud was that I found, I think, a really trustworthy mechanic who's really available. He put a new old piece in, because it's a 1995 Volvo, And it was working fine, and then it didn't. I don't know. We can't figure it out yet. I'm wondering if everything from, was it just the real cold that caused these lights to come on? And my fan won't shut off. That's the problem when I turn my car off. So I brought it to him again, and he looked. He said, I just don't know what to tell you. You need to come back when it's happening again. Do you see this as an ongoing problem? Can you see a source? Because now it's a guessing game of where it might be, electrically wise or resistor wise. Is that the word?
So ask me the question again, because I'm getting a lot of I'm not getting a clear answer. So ask me it one more time. Without the story, just what's the question?
Is it still an ongoing problem and is it going to be affordable to fix?
Okay. I get yes, it's still an ongoing problem. Is it going to be affordable to fix? And I get yes on that too. So let me ask you something. Did you actually take it to a dealership?
No, I called around for diagnostics, but I don't remember why. It's $200.
As long as you're yes, I know it's going to be outrageously expensive to take it to a dealership, but the one thing that they can do, and I'm not positive they do it any different, they know the car. So they know just about everything that goes wrong with those cars, and they can tell you exactly what's wrong with it. And but you don't have to get it fixed there. What you can do is you can take it in and get it diagnosed, and then you can actually get to the root of the problem and take it to somebody who's affordable to fix it. But okay, what you get with side mechanics is you get what they're capable of doing and what their machine's capable of diagnosing. And it's different than a dealership.
I'll ask him if he thinks I should get it diagnostic. But this guy only works on Volvos.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe, you know, that's – I didn't get – okay. So I feel like it will be able to be identified, and I do feel like it'll be affordable. And if he doesn't get it, I mean, didn't you say you already fixed it?
Well, he had amazingly an $800 new piece. He happened to have one in his garage, so for $325, I got a new used piece, and it's working beautifully. Except through that cold patch, one night I turned the car off and the fan was still going. Now I've learned I can unhook the battery and then hook it back up, and the fan won't continue. I'll keep following up with you on this. I also want to ask you quickly.
Okay. Quickly.
Just quickly, I'm having a minor surgery on my eyelid Wednesday, and I'm a little burdened with responsibilities. I do want to take care of myself and healing. Do you see me handling this? I'm going to hire a woman to help me take care of some dogs. Will I be handling this well enough for myself and my healing?
I think you're going to need healing. So I think you might have to consider somebody. I don't know. I feel, how many days is she going to be out of commission? I think you're going to need 3 days. So I don't know how many days you're planning to recover, but I think you'll have it the next day. You're going to need 3 days is what I got. And then you'll be up walking around. Will you feel like doing it? Probably not, but I think you'll be capable of doing it.
I'm just going to hire this woman to drive. I want to hire this woman on 3 days later to drive me to the place and have her take care of the dogs. So I'll just be in a car.
Yeah, they say trust. Your inner guidance is correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah,
namaste.
I'm going to go right. And to everybody listening, just stay on the line, even though the show ends, if you stay on the line, I can still answer your questions. I'm going on to 541. Hi, 541.
Hello.
You're on the air. First
yeah, hello, Reverend James. Yeah, this is Nancy. And it's been a long time since I had the pleasure to talk to you.
Hi, Nancy. Where are you located?
I'm in Oklahoma now. And
Okay. I just need to know because there's lots of Nancys.
Oh, okay.
And I have to send like a cord or a key. I don't even do anything. A key does it. Or he flies over there. I'm not exactly sure he gets the information, but so how can I help you, Nancy? It's nice to talk to you.
Oh, you too. Anyway, since I moved to Oklahoma, I found a beautiful place to rent and lease. But my challenge is that my lease runs out in the end of May, and I have no communication with the owner whatsoever. I've been trying to email him. His manager left, so I had communication with her, but since she left, it's like the only thing I do is the auto pay, you know, for my rent. But every time I try and email him, I never get a reply. And I'm concerned that, do you see me remaining in this place after my lease runs out, or do I have to find a new place?
No, I believe you will just renew. I'm trying to, and I think you're going to do it, I think. You know, I only usually read out 6 months, but, you know, I can mm-hmm. see a lot farther. And I can just say that if you really do like it, you're going to be there more than just another year. Okay.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I feel like you're staying there. And the other thing that you might want to negotiate like a 2-year thing. Maybe that's why I feel like you're going to be there more than a year. So you might want to consider that if you really like where you are. Do you understand that?
No, I understand that, but how do I communicate with him? What's the best way? I have his email.
It's still early. I believe that it'll be more – okay. I think he'll get – initially what I got was 2 months before it's due, you'll hear from him. So the renewal. So – and that's a reasonable time usually. Is what they usually give people. You might hear earlier, but I'm not feeling that he's moving forward on it. So I would not worry right now. You're too early. Okay.
No, I know I'm too early for that, but what if there's an emergency? You know, how do I get a hold of him? Yeah, that's another question, you know.
Yeah, because you have no contact. And no, I get it. I don't know. Let's see. So if he has an emergency, will he respond? I think if you said that there's an emergency, you would get a different response.
Okay. Because you have a portal for the place, but anytime I ever put a question in, they never answer it. So.
No, I get it because I'm doing one of those too. And it does, well, you know, I'm renting a house, so in Arkansas, actually, so they're almost neighbors. I do it through a management company too. Usually it's a management company if they have a portal, but, so do you know, is it, look at your contract and see if it's a management company and then call
it
the management company.
It is a management company and they give me all these kind of generic ways of getting a hold of them. And then they say, you know, we'll get back and we never do. So that's the problem.
I would try to go through the management company again but I would maybe call and to speak to somebody. Rather than sending a note. And then when you speak to somebody, just have them put it in writing back to you, the conversation, so that you have the confirmation that you're looking for. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I feel like you need to actually do a phone thing and that you'll get your confirmation in writing from a phone call.
Okay, well, I'll give it a try if I can find a phone thing. Okay.
I think that you will, and I don't know if you're in business or not, but I feel like you're going to have. Well, I know. So I don't. I feel like a venture or a money opportunity is going to be coming forward. It's going to be like a business venture. So it does feel like a flow for you to bring in some money somehow through this. And I don't know if it's going to be family or who it is that brings
okay.
the opportunity. And what I want you to do, yes, I want you to just sit back, though, and release that you remember you're always changing. We're never, ever stopping until we're dead. That's when the day you stop.
Oh,
so,
well, I do believe that.
Yeah. Okay. So
change is my new name.
Okay, because I feel like a whole bunch of good changes are coming for you that are bringing opportunity. So open up to that and don't be afraid. You know, live as vibrantly as possible every day. And I feel like the changes that are coming for you are positive. So it's going to be a good year for you. A little bit farther on it, you know, so more towards August. But it's going to be good. So I look forward to, you know, really setting yourself up to have an exceptional year. Okay?
Okay. I certainly
okay.
will. Well, thank you so
okay.
much.
Yes, I'm going to leave you with that. Namaste.
Okay.
Thank you for calling. I'm going to go right on to the next one, which is 215.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, 215.
This is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Thanks for taking my call.
What state are you calling from?
Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Okay, Jessica. How can I help you today?
I just wanted a general message, and I guess since we stated where my location is, when I'm going to be exiting Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay. Okay, is Jessica moving out of Pennsylvania? Well, that's a big yes. It looks pretty quickly. It looks within 3 months the opportunity to leave Pennsylvania is going to come forward. Within 3 months, that means you could actually move all the way out in that time. The other thing is that if you're looking for love, you're another person that's having them fat cherubs around. Not as many as the other girl, but so are you kind of in love?
No, I'm busy sorting out things with my life, but I have been feeling, well, it's been the whole time that I've been in Pennsylvania, on and off, I've been feeling love around me, but I haven't met him yet.
Oh. Okay. I just want you to, I guess what it is, maybe it's that you've warmed up yourself because you have been cold and afraid of love because they're saying that you've
yes,
warmed up.
True.
And,
yeah.
Have you warmed up? It's a shift.
I've warmed up. Yeah, I've warmed
okay,
up to
I
it.
Think so.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because you're so I think it's because you're very intelligent and I don't, that it, you have to come to, I don't know, you're just, because of your intelligence, you have to have a certain process to move forward. And I think you needed to warm up and you've done it, I guess. And not that
you know,
were cold or heartless or anything. Oh,
it's from past
okay.
experiences. I had to, like, really process through things for a while.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you because your spirit does feel gentle enough. Okay? I don't – it's such a weird thing to have said that phrasing, warm up, you know, like
yeah.
it's so vague. And but – your desire to move on is going to happen. It's going to happen. And and what you want is, remember, if you're moving on, you want it in God's timing. That's what you, just give it to the oneness. It's the very first thing you do. I want to move on. I give it to you. I don't know how to do it. I'm allowing it. I'm allowing grace to bless me. I'm asking, I always ask Christ, Jesus Christ, to witness my prayer or my meditation so that it's witnessed because I don't know, biblically it says to have your desires witnessed. And so, and a lot of people don't have somebody around to witness their prayers or even want to tell people what their prayers are. So you can have it witnessed by a, you know, a army of angels or whatever. And the same thing, if you want love, and before you leave Pennsylvania, you need to send out an army of angels to bring that individual forward that's in your best and highest interest and that God feels is in your divine timing. And if you do that, it will come forward within, I think, within the next 3 months. And or it could be, you know, it could be very shortly. And the other thing is that they are saying victory for you. So really another positive reading, really, overall.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand
that?
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you very much. I have a question as far as, like, I put out a lot of, I feel like I put out a lot of warmth to the people in a couple of different areas that I've been in Pennsylvania. And it's just really strange energy from the people. And I feel like every time I kind of put my hand out, it gets slapped by the people, by the universe. And I mean, I see the benefit as far as, like, going deeper into myself. I've been healing a lot more things, but, you know, that's a constant. I'm just, what are you picking up around that? Like, it's very painful at times. Like, it's just, they're very weird here.
I know. I don't think you're in the right place. I think that it's all been just not good timing. Honestly, it just feels like it's just all, you're not the right place at the right time, and that the timing is every time that you reach out, even though it feels right for you, it's just vibrationally not a good time. And there really is so many people, and I do feel a lot about the Northeast are disconnected in a way that spiritually or is just a little bit, you know, there's the word again, colder. And I don't know why I'm using both terms. But it's just a little, it's not as, you know, in certain areas there's higher vibration. And I just think, I really do feel like not New Hampshire, but New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, all of that area, all and even Maine, and whatever's, it's not New Hampshire, it's something below Maine, is all are in a transitional phase, I believe, of awakening, that they've been either in deep sleep or hypnotized by the weather or whatever it is, and they're, this is where the great awakening, I think, is going to be noticed the most in like 4 months. This
probably shouldn't be moving then. Because I do spiritual work and I don't pick up spiritual foundation in any of the people here, which is very bizarre.
I think that's where the awakening is going to happen the most. I'm not saying that it's not going to happen everywhere. I just feel like there, it really is like a, if you're just a, I don't know, I'm not going to say where you should go. I need you to trust your intuition. And if you do spiritual work, then you know the truth. The people are not receptive to, and it's not everybody. And people always do, somehow make niches, but you're in a difficult area for intuitive work, I think. Mm-hmm. And New York's another one, if that's where you're thinking of going. If you're going up above Pennsylvania, I wouldn't.
No.
Truthfully. I'm just telling you. You can go anywhere you want.
Yeah, no, I was feeling like going out west, but I mean, where I feel called to, it's the state is a mess. I have like my mind is sort of like, no, I don't think I want to be out that, you know, to that state. But
it's why I'm not in California. I would love to live in California because we have the weather I want, but I cannot live there. It would be okay for an intuitive person with very liberal ideas and stuff. It would be a good fit. But I think that state is really, really going to have a downfall. And I'm not trying to scare people in California. I just think the taxing and the new changes that they made for 2024 are going to hurt a very lot of people. And the reason why I say hurt is because even though you make money, you got to be able to live there, you know, affordably. And if they're in, I don't know. Anyways, everybody finds their paradise where they choose it is. And I believe you can have paradise wherever you are. Those are my things that I projected on you. And I hope I didn't project something negative. I think it would be one of the prettiest places ever to live because of the weather.
No, you're preaching to the choir here. I know a lot of the issues with California. That's why I know what the agenda is also for California. So there's a lot of resistance about going out there. It's a big move for me too, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm trying. I believe as you do, like, you know, you could be happy where you are. And I've been shifting a lot of the energy here. And on, you know, certain days I'm like, okay, it's happening here and I'm feeling happier and things are working. And then it's like a down day, like an integration day. And I'm like, oh, like things have not gotten better. Like this was just me living in my mind. I mean, obviously that's how we create, but it's just very mixed up and down. And, you know, I've been living in this temporary housing basically like the whole time I've been here, different temporary places. And I've just, it is what it is, you know? So,
Yeah, I understand. I do think that you're going to be coming into abundance though. So I want you to think as positively as possible and just say, and I do feel like it's a little bit more than my 6 months out, you know, like I would like to say that it's in, you know, it's going to happen. Your whole life is going to change in 6 months, but it can, like I said, I feel like you can make the move. I feel like it's more drawn out, but it goes to big abundance or large abundance. And it looks like a year and a half. And I hate to even say that because it's so far out. But what you do is you meditate on that and bring it forward to you, in which you would know. You just bring that thought, okay, it looks like there's a clearing. And, you're the perfect person to do this with. Because I wanted to try this on the phone. I don't know if it'll work or not. If you put your hands out in front of your body and make a pyramid with your fingers, right?
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you close your eyes and go into your third eye. And what I want you to do with your third eye is to look through that pyramid that you're making to the light on the other side. Light on the other side is the opening that you can find the space to manifest in. And I don't know if you can see it or not. If you don't see it, don't worry. It took me a while to get through the pyramid. Like it's dark all the way up until the pyramid. And then once you peek through, it's hard to get through the pyramid. But once you take your energy of your third eye through that pyramid, there is the space. It has a lot of different names, that space. But it's a great manifestation space. And if you can take it through there, I want everybody to try it and let me know. Because it took me a long time to get from the darkness to the pyramid and then through the pyramid to the light. But once you get there, you know. And believe it or not, it does kind of, once you connect to it, it flows really easy to get there. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, a lot of, like, positive things have been shifting, but again, you know, it's about stabilizing. It's about stabilizing in that new. And, you know, what trips me up is because, like, I'll see good things start happening, and then I'm like, okay, this is great, it looks like my business is going to, you know, be really abundant here. And then it's like, then there's like my ego mind is like, well, and I know a million things can happen, but my ego mind is like, well, then that means you're going to end up staying here and you don't want to stay here. So it's like that constant sort of conflict that I keep trying to like, you know, hush down. Because of course it would be great to be really abundant and successful here, but you know, that's just a general desire to have that go on.
Well, it's
going to
be your desire wherever you are to have that. Okay,
right.
No matter where you are, you're going to want that. So the thing is that you can take what the reason why they get you in that high energy is so you can take it with you. You have to feel good and positive about your abilities and your truth. And that's why they give you a good positive, so that you can be positive and say, okay, I'm doing this here, I'm going to take this here, and I'm going to take it this way. And then when you try it, you will see that, you know, it either flows or you get, or it doesn't. And the more that you put your tentacles out, believe it or not, the more ideas or possibilities can come forward. I actually feel like it's really, really a good time for you. And I feel like the warming up was a big thing. And I don't know what shifted it, or I don't know if you felt it shift, that you're finally okay with you, I guess is the thing. And now you can go just a little bit of, it's okay to love me. I think is what I keep getting. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I mean, I felt a shift just like in general in my life experience, maybe around like right before the new year when feeling the new energy come in. I was like, oh, I finally feel like I'm okay, just like in general. Like I've just gone through so much roughness over the last like many years, and I was like, it's over now. Like we're done working that hard. And it was like, you know, that type of thing. So.
Perfect, because I don't think you need those experiences anymore. You've already learned from all of them. They're not what you're looking for. You're looking to be the light you are. And I do believe you're light, and I do believe you're going to be, this is a really good time for you to make long-term plans. And long-term, you know, is everybody should be living every day as if it's their last day, but long-term plans are any time in the distance. So 3 months is a long-term plan because, you know, a million things change in 3 months. I want you to be, you know, set a schedule that you feel that's in your best and highest interest and ask God, if this is in my best and highest interest, I'm allowing it to come forward. That's all you need to do, and you need to sit in that meditation. And if you want a complete life change, I actually feel like you could bring it forward to this year. And depending on, the truth, staying happy. If you, like when you have I'm doing really good, but that means I have to say, just cancel that. I'm doing really good, and I'm appreciative for that. And I thank you for the abundance that comes to me and stays with me, is what you should be saying. And if about the thought I should move, I'd say, I cancel that. When that opportunity is in my best and highest interest, it will come forward. Then you start living in the present and creating for tomorrow. Because you've canceled something that's not a truth, you don't have to leave and lose all your business. If you leave, you're taking your business with you to have a better business or even more clients or more success.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to let you go with that only because I have so many other callers. I hope that helps.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you think that the guy that I'm going to meet is going to be actually in Pennsylvania?
Is it going to be in? I do get a yes on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll have to be ready to move.
Well, it doesn't have to be the end, or maybe you're going to just move in with him. It it doesn't have to be the end all person, but yeah, I do feel like you're going to meet somebody that you're going to be smitten with, and within the 3 months are going to be smitten pretty seriously and making different choices, but we'll see. You know, I don't like to tell everybody the whole line because it's, you know, it there's so many variables. It depends. It's like the one girl, she said, I don't want love. Well, she wants love, but she doesn't want it right now. And I get that. I'll ask that it be, when you say you don't want love, you're pushing away a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
So what you want to do is you want to open up to the possibility. And then if it's in your best and highest interest, then you do want it. And that's your thing. If you really want to settle choose a partner to be with, I mean settle as in live with or marry or whatever, then you have to be open to that. Okay, I got to let you go, though.
Okay. All right, thank you, James.
I appreciate bye-bye. Your time. Yep, namaste. Bye-bye. Okay. I'm going on to 520.
Hi.
You're on the air.
This is Lisa from Arizona.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, you made it.
I know. Gosh, under the wire here. Thank you. I was just helping.
Sorry. Okay. You were just helping.
For maybe a general, please.
Oh, okay. Okay. Your inner guidance is telling you the truth. Remember that, I don't know. I like to say, I don't know why they're saying that. Nobody is innocent is what they said to me. But I like to think some people are. I like to think some people are. But,
some people are.
I do think some people are. I don't know why they said that, but I guess, you know, we all have our own discordness or whatever it would be in our nature. And one thing that they're telling me is to watch for, what is that? Charisma. Don't be lost by charisma. Are you infatuated?
All the time.
By somebody's charisma.
different people all the time.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not bringing them home. I'm not going to bed with them. I'm not exchanging phone numbers.
Okay. I feel it might be a message of deception. So that's what I'm feeling of it. Don't get lost in somebody's charisma, I think is what they're saying. It is time for you to buckle up or clamp down on what you're doing. Because I think for financial security, you need to pay attention to everything. Right now,
you're
and
right.
I don't know
yeah,
what that
right.
means because there's a lot going on, and it's so diverse the messages that I'm getting, and I want you to pay attention to your plans, and I want to make sure that you're reviewing them or doing them twice. I really want you to start doing or really paying attention to your finances to the twice, okay? Review, okay. We're not in a retrograde, it doesn't mean something. I don't know. I'm getting some edge thing about your money that I want you to pay attention to it. Do you understand that?
You know, I do.
Okay. And there's something about your being hypnotized by charisma. So remember, nobody's that charming.
Nobody's that charming. My mind is going, is it him? Is it him? Is it him? Because there are a ton of men around that I know, and there are a lot of them that are so charming. But I'm not, like I said, I'm not taking phone numbers. I'm not saying, let's go to bed. No, I just am enjoying myself.
I think you're, I think that's fine. I just don't want you to, I couldn't believe what they said. Now I can't even remember what they said, but I just want you to remember that nobody's perfect. We are all people. And yes, charm is easy to get captivated by. But, you know, you have to go beyond that, of course. And I guess that's the message. You did ask for a general. So the only other thing I got was that, you know, pay attention to all your work or your money. Scrutinizing it. Not that you're going to lose it. It's that you have to pay attention to it. I don't know if you're being lackadaisical about it or putting stuff off to the last minute and getting through it. But I would pay attention all the way to the end now. At least I'm feeling about a month and 3 weeks. For the next month and 3 weeks, I would really be diligent with your money and what's going on.
Okay.
It's not a negative. It's a pay attention.
Okay.
Because it could be, like you said, there's a lot of people that are making you dream, and that makes you not pay attention. I need you grounded.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not
yeah,
trying
you're
to
absolutely
scary.
Right.
It's not scary.
No,
it's
I mean,
good
these are
know.
Thoughts. Yeah, these are thoughts that I've had. Now, my business partner, he's incredibly charming, and I trust him immensely. He's my brother's friend. I hope there's nothing coming up there.
I didn't get a name, but I got it. It was good because I did do your brother's friend and your business partner, and I got a yes. It's a good match or hit. That the energy's fine. There's no discord there.
Oh, good. I love that. Sorry.
Yeah.
I love what I see it perceived as honesty. He's very charming, very smart, very professional. I just love his whole energy.
Perfect. That's what you have to trust yourself, but you got to pay attention to your stuff too. Okay. So pay attention to his stuff too, because it's all of your money. I didn't separate out as, you know, anything. It's your money or you need to pay your work. Okay. So, just pay attention to it. Look it over. Be cautious, okay?
Oh, God, okay. Now I got to go in and check everything.
Till the middle of March, yeah, I would. I'm not kidding you, I would, only because the message was pretty clear. You know, if it was lackadaisical, I probably wouldn't have told you, okay?
Thank you for telling me.
Okay.
I appreciate. Thank you.
No problem. And we'll laugh about it if you catch something.
Oh dear God.
And if we don't, it might be the charm thing. You know, it might be we'll laugh at the charming person who's a fraud, or something like that. Okay. I'm going to go with that, Lisa.
Don't be afraid.
It's all good. It's a wake up. You know, I'm glad you called because, you know, now I get to tell you, pay attention, and you will. And so then I feel like it's even better. Now we know nothing's going to happen. Right?
Yay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm letting you go. Namaste. Okay.
Namaste.
I think I have one more caller, I think. And this is a 346. Hi, 346. You made it.
Hi, James. It's Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hope you're having a good Monday.
I'm having a really good Monday. When you call, I feel like, oh, Teresa, she's all alone. Have you by any chance utilized anything I told you to do?
Yes, I have. And also, like last time I called on the show, I had asked you some questions about like what you see with the documents, and what you gave me was right because I finally heard back from the office and they were able to scan me a copy, and I could temporarily, well, at least now I could use the digital copy to gift to the lawyer, and she said she could just use that for now. And so that saves a lot of time of having me to wait for my parents to receive an authenticated document and then mail it to me here.
Perfect. Okay, good. That's one great thing that transpired, which is yay. Now, have you had your discussion with your intended?
Yeah. So I did talk to him when he came over this month, and I asked what his plans are with moving forward, and he said that what we're doing now is we have our names both on paper that we are together, cohabiting in a relationship, but he didn't feel like he was open for the marriage thing because
it's just better to know. So now you have choices that you know, okay? And the choices are big. And you're where you, I believe, want to stay. So now you can take the career. I would move forward to trying to get your career. That's what that choice gave you. It gave you the opportunity to choose what you want to do for yourself. You were going to choose to go with him, but since that opportunity isn't the one, then the other opportunity is to get the great job. And that will then, propel you in a different direction, but will open you up to a whole other spectrum of possibilities. Because one thing that I can tell you about relationship, if a man isn't attentive enough, then it's not worth staying in the relationship. Somebody has to really love you and want to do things. And it may be extraordinary feats that they have to do to prove it or to get to have love with the person. So this is a person that he likes you. You have a relationship, and you do have some contractual relationship that will eventually dissolve. But this is somebody who is, as much as you like him and everything, isn't probably the person for you because he's not stepping up. And so that makes you have to take choices for yourself. And I really felt like you were going to get a big job, but I wanted you to make sure that you didn't, like you said, didn't go out striking for the big job and then not be able to move. This way you know that, you're going to stay where you are, you're going to get grounded, and you're going to make yourself a new life, and the possibilities of new love will come forward. I actually feel it was really a good thing that you found out it's true. It's not that he doesn't love you to a degree. He's just not willing to be anything for you, which is not really a man. That's somebody that's not stepping up, and that is a relationship you don't want. You need somebody who wants to be there for you. You're a lovely person. You're intelligent, and you need that positive vibration in your life, not something that's weighing you down and making you experience all this discord from non-committal choices. Do you understand that? I know it's hard to hear. I know it's hard to hear, Trishan.
It's just he's helping me with getting residency, and it's really through him. It's through our civil partnership that he's helping me get this visa, and we our names are on paper and everything, and I feel at this time I feel kind of bad just walking out and saying I kind of got you to help me and now I'm staying here
That's not what happened though. He promised something different that he didn't follow through with. So that's not true. So don't tell yourself a story that's not true. What you want to do is tell yourself, I have an opportunity now to either stay here or move, and I get to choose what's in my best and highest interest. And with that, I believe you're staying there. I think that really is your groundedness or your soul truth. You have to decide, though. You have to decide. And I do believe the opportunity for that employment that you're looking for is there. So I believe Archangel Michael also is there for you. Do you understand that? Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I was going to ask, do you see that we're still going to keep in touch? Like,
that is going to happen, but I think a different person's entering your life. It's not, I wish I could say it's tomorrow. I just feel like, and I have felt for a long time that the connection, a woman needs a hero, and a hero is somebody that's there and does things. It's not somebody that is just words and who really, in some ways, didn't respect you when they were with you. And a hero doesn't disrespect a person. They're there to be your cheerleading squad, to get you or to allow the goddess in you to be the blossom or the flower, someone that wants you to succeed, and they'll help you in that way be there for you the whole time. And someone that's, you have to have somebody that's more committed the last thing I'm going to just tell you, and I'm sorry about this conversation, is that when a woman makes love to a man, she produces a chemical that causes them to attach to them, just as when a woman has a baby and the baby starts breastfeeding. It's the same chemical that's produced. You can look in the woman's journals or whatever. It's true. A woman actually produces a chemical. And it brings you, it attaches you to your mate and to your children. So it's a lot, your love for him is deep. It's not pretend. And it's not that he didn't like you, and it's not that he didn't love you. He's just not capable of going to the next level. And the stuff that you did share was real. And the stuff that you will share is always going to be real. But what is in your best and highest interest and your purpose for you to have your life? And so you needed to know, you know, is the commitment real? And the commitment isn't there. So you have to make the other choices then. It's not that you're not going to see him again, and you might even have a relationship on the side with him for many, many years. I don't know. It's up to you because you still care for him and stuff. While you're working out getting the great job or moving into the new position, you know, you can still have that relationship, but it's not the one you're counting on to make your choices about. The one you're counting on to make your choices about is you. He already said that isn't a possibility for him. So you have to choose for yourself first now. And if he comes around, and there's a saying, the cat comes back in the very same way. He's sitting on the porch the very next day. So toss the cat out, and if it comes back, you have a different case. You know, you can either choose to take care of it again, or you can leave it on the porch. But do you understand that?
Yeah, he has always said that he's like feels bad that I'm away from my family, and I think deep down maybe he's afraid of going further into the relationship. I never really know what he is thinking.
Yeah. I think he has commitment with his family that he doesn't want to give up, but because you're not there and he didn't ask you to move there, you have to be where you are. You know, and he isn't. And the other thing is, you do need to take the relationship to the next level. You've dated for a long time. You've had ample opportunities to know each other totally. And really, now you have to do your choice on moving forward on your career. And I think it's empowering, because once you get the career, I'm telling you, the cat will be back. But we'll see. You know, I think you'll have an ongoing relationship but I don't know if it's going to remain physical. Do you understand that?
Okay. James, I actually had a question I wanted to ask you. I hope I can make this quick. Meant to call and ask you about this last time. It's regarding my root canal. I have this tooth that I had done years ago, and the pain keeps on coming back. And I went to see some dentists for a consultation this month, and they all advised me to have this tooth extracted because I have an infection. And I just don't know, like, what do you see in this, and is it in my best interest to have it pulled this year? It's a 6-month operation, and I saw 2 dentists, and I don't know which one is better for me, and if I should get the operation done.
Oh, they're going to... I get, yes, you need to have it removed. Unfortunately, if you want to say Dr. 1 and Dr. 2 and put a name, right, you know, say the name of the first person to yourself. You don't have to tell me who the doctor is. We'll just call him Dr. Number 1, okay? And then I'll tell you which one is the best.
I can say the name. I can say the name.
Okay.
The one I saw, the first one I saw was actually I saw 3, but the I'm not going to see the first one. So the second one I saw, it's a guy named Dr. Alex. And then the second, the doctor, the dentist I saw after that is a woman named Susanna.
Okay. The highest is the Susanna.
So she would be the one that would be in my best interest.
I think her energy is the best.
Okay.
So I feel
it's
like is she competent? I get a yes. Yeah, I think she's the best. I don't know why, what the difference is, but I think you'll feel better with her. But you can trust your own truth. You know, ask yourself the same thing. Is this in my best and highest interest, or is this in my best and highest interest? And see which energy flows. When I look at it, she seems better, and I don't know if you have better communication or what the better is, but they, you know, because better is subjective. So I have to, you know, kind of figure out what they mean by, you know, better.
If I get it pulled this year, will I be able to have time to go back to Canada for my brother's wedding, because this is a 6-month operation? I have to get it pulled in
3 months for what?
No, it's in total it would take 6 months because I need to pull the tooth, wait 3 months, then I have this implant inserted, and then I wait another 3 months for the crown. So in total it's 6 months.
Oh, so you're getting the crown.
It's a long time, and I don't know if I can get it all done before I...
Yeah, I get you're going to your brother's wedding. Is she going to have her teeth done by then? I'm not sure you're going to have it done by then. I don't know why you wouldn't, but it's really weird because I'm having a crown done, and there's 2 things that don't make sense. Number one, you don't get a tooth pulled that's crowned. You get it worked on and they bring it down to the root and then they put a crown on it. Or you get a tooth pulled and then the tooth isn't there anymore, and then you might have a bridge built up and something. I'm not really sure what you're having done, and I'm not a dentist or anything like that, but I'm actually having a crown done, and I'm going in January 25th, and they're going to have it done by February something, 3rd. So only a couple weeks or something. But it's the United States and it's different. And that's why, you know, I would listen to however they said to do it, because that's how they do it there. And they'll give you like I said, I feel like she'll do a good job. Do you understand that? But there is a difference between having it pulled. a tooth pulled, there's no tooth there. So it's different than having a crown. Now, a crown is where they ground down and then they put the cap on top.
The crown is to put on top of the implant. It's like a screw that she would insert, and then she would have to put something like there are porcelain
on
or something over.
Yeah,
on top of it.
I think you'll be able to work out the time thing. Like if it's not the day, you know, if it's a 1 or 2 day thing, it won't make any difference. So I think you'll be fine. I do get you're going to your brother's wedding too. So.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. So your next, I guess your big thing is employment, to really focus on where, what direction you want to move in. What do you really want to create? And you want to create it right where you are. And if love is to come to you, it will come to you. And if it's him that comes back, you know, you'll have a choice. He'll be around. It's not like he's disappearing. and it's the thing is once you get to doing yourself, then he's going to want to come in, is what I feel like. But you want somebody that wants to be with you positively all the time, and not just when it's convenient.
Mm.
And I feel like he doesn't give you the adoration that you need. And I'm sorry, I don't know how to say it, but not that you want to be glorified or anything, but he doesn't glow for you. Do you understand
mm-hmm.
that? And it's not that he can't. I don't know what's preventing him. You know, like he's not married, so it's not that. And I do feel like his family has influence, but he also has choices too. And I think it's inconvenient where you're located, so that's another reason why he doesn't feel like. And I would not relocate to be there. I wouldn't. I would find your job where you are. I think you'll have a better chance there for some reason. Do you understand that?
Yes. Do you see him finding an apartment to buy this year? That's kind of like his goal that he's been having for a while. And he hasn't found a place yet.
In 2024. I get a possibility, but I'm not getting yes, and I did it. I tried to do it based on, his love, or with a love aspect to it. I'm not getting that. Okay? He might, but I don't think it's a slim or it's not within the 6 months right now. That I'm positive of, but, you know, when I go out farther, then I have to look different. It's time for you to really focus on your career right now. That's the number one thing that you have to do. And remember, if you go in for your career, you have to tell them that you're leaving for the wedding. You know, and don't be afraid to do that. It's already been arranged and may, you know, start making your plans or whatever, so that they know that when you get hired right away. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to let you go with that. I hope that helps.
It did. Thank you so much, Ames.
Yeah, I always wish you the best, Teresa. And, you know, be strong, because the truth is this is your time. You need to empower yourself. And once you do that, they'll all come running to you. that's what I feel like. I don't know that makes you happy, but I think once you're secure, I think the bees will be like unbearable, but we'll see. Okay.
Thank you again. That was a lot of reading, Gabe. I really appreciate you again.
You're more than welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Take care. Yeah. And
thank you.
For everybody else, the show has ended, and I'm just going to say take care, everybody. Namaste.